Chapter 111. After the funeral. Moving felt much more bearable than sitting still, just as setting out as soon as possible to track down the Horcruxes and kill Voldemort would feel better than waiting to do it. Harry! He turned. Rufus Scrimjaw was limping rapidly towards him around the bank, leaning on his walking stick. I've been hoping to have a word. Do you mind if I walk a little this way with you? They had never met before, so Harry felt he had to be reasonably polite. Sure. You're a very well-guarded young man, you know. I didn't know. Yes, indeed. I've been trying to secure a meeting since last summer. The things we could be doing together, you understand? Oh. You must be devastated, of course. And there was some stuff about Harry's relationship with Professor Dumbledore that made Harry want to punch someone, mostly. And then the question of where he'd gone. Sorry, Harry said. I make it a policy of not telling secrets to anyone I haven't checked for polyjuice and so on. And then I make a policy of not telling secrets, Minister. Such loyalty is admirable, but... And the Minister said some more words. Harry should probably be paying attention. Orrers at your disposal. I don't need any orrers, I don't think, Harry said. I can't think of a use for them. Your protection is one of the Ministry's priorities, Harry. I think you should be being... what's the word? Proactive. You seem like you're spending all your time defending things. Send your orrers out to find some Death Eaters and lock them up, all right? The conversation went exceedingly well from there. Harry, who had learned to evade questions at the Severus Snape School of Evading Teachers, was vaguely bored. Harry talked to Ron and Hermione for a few minutes before seeking out Sirius. All right? Harry asked. I should be asking you that. I already know how I am. I used a few dark curses in my time, before James got onto me about it, and I got my head on straight. Right now I want to dust them off and go hunting for Snape's hide. Harry shot him a sideways look. Doesn't using dark magic lead to cackling and general... evil? Yeah. Don't turn evil, Sirius. I'd have to lock you in a closet. Humph. Come on, kiddo. Let's go home. You want to come to Godric's Hollow with me sometime soon? Harry asked, as they drifted off towards the departure line to say goodbye. Harry had one more day at Hogwarts with Ron and Hermione first.